And now, guys, an exciting conclusion to the podcast you heard Monday and Tuesday.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million.
You cannot catch it.
But now, wait a minute. Didn't Pelosi come down with it?
And Biden too, right?
Yeah, so maybe that's actually not necessarily a rule.
COVID just broke the rules. It should be punished, would you say?
COVID is racist.
That's it.
COVID is racist. Yeah, so, it's racist, you know? It's ageist, it's sexist.
It has to be sexist and ageist because there's not a whole racism argument between the two of them.
Wait a minute. How do we know what they identify as, you know?
Well, that's true.
I mean, because what is the definition of a woman? Are you a biologist?
I'm not a vet either, but I know a dog.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, that woman couldn't identify a woman, and she was a woman. She couldn't tell you what a woman was.
Now,
that's the woman.
I'm assuming she was a woman.
That's the Supreme Court. How ludicrous is that?
Maybe I was looking at her. I was seeing a woman, but it wasn't a woman.
Your job is to strictly interpret the Constitution without personal feeling in there, right? Because we have to strip that out when we analyze constitutional law.
But then again, look at her only qualifications for the job.
Because
she's a black female.
She's black and she had...
Well, why didn't you get the
She
job?
Had a vagina.
I know, right?
But now, wait a minute.
Well, we don't know that.
How do we know she's a female? Because she couldn't define female.
She couldn't define it, you know? And maybe she doesn't identify her. Did they ask? I didn't see the whole hearing, but did they ask her if she identified as
a female? The whole thing either, but they didn't ask her about what she identified as.
They
just asked her, you know, of course, they were really soft on her.
Yeah.
I felt like she obviously was not put under the scrutiny that other Republican nominees have been put under. And so you could see.
Or even Clarence Thomas, who is a black.
Right.
Male.
But you could see the difference. Well, yeah. I mean, look at the Thomas hearings with Anita Hill and all this.
Oh, that was ugly.
And
that
so it was just very, very ugly for him. But she was, they went soft on her. Mm-hmm. Really, they did.
Yeah.
And I think it's because everyone was afraid to question her about anything.
Yeah.
My thing is, you have a record traditionally of being soft on people who have committed sex crimes against children.
Yeah. She's
and,
okay with it.
And so, yes. And the other, the thing that I have, you know, that my big issue with that is, you know, Biden went into it saying, I'm going to pick a black female. Mm-hmm. My problem with that is, if I said I'm going to pick a white male, would you have a problem with that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. I've said that all along. Biden is a racist bastard. Do you remember back in, I think it was in 77, that he said that we shouldn't allow black kids to integrate into our schools because they're going to turn them into jungles? I don't want my kids going to jungles.
But see, I have to agree with you, kind of, because, 77, Biden was still in touch with his faculties.
Yeah, he's not now.
Right now, I think he's just a sock puppet. It just depends on who has their hand.
A meat puppet.
Anyway, whoever has their hand up his nether orifice to move the mouth at the time.
Okay. And then fast forward to when he was campaigning. This is before he got elected, guys.
He never campaigned. He was always in the basement.
Well, most of the time. I mean, he did a little bit. Okay. Do you remember when he told that guy, the worker in a steel plant, I don't work for you?
That he was going to kick you? Didn't he threaten to kick his ass? Come on, I'll take you outside.
Something like that. He threatened to kick his ass. Said, I don't work for you. Threatened to kick his ass. And then before he was elected, he also said, if I am elected, I'm going to appoint a black female to the Supreme Court, which is me, I'm trying to get elected. If I get elected, I'm going to nominate a white male to the Supreme Court. Would that be racist? And that's what I've said all along.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
As a female who has many different cultures, I don't think that shouldn't even have been a conversation.
That shouldn't be.
Should not be a conversation. Well, it's about having the qualities that are required.
Okay. Here's something to think about. You are an educated, empowered woman. Would that not be insulting
as a woman?
To you to have somebody say, the only reason I'm choosing you is because you're all this racial category that you are, you're black, Hispanic, Native American, and you're female. Would that not be insulting to know to that me, that is your only qualification?
To me, it's very insulting.
I would think it would be.
To me, that's very insulting because your insinuation is that I have no other capability.
Yes.
So you're putting me in there because I can birth children and I'm a woman of color.
Yes.
And that right there, I don't know. We've stopped, and I think this with her and with a lot of these, this liberal, you know, idiocy going on. It ceases to be about what it should be about. Like, you should have a problem with someone saying, your only qualification is that you're black and you're a woman. You should have a problem with that. That is racist.
She should be ashamed.
Yes.
Well, she should be ashamed.
I think so, yes. I agree with you.
Nobody should have voted for that asshole because he admitted that he was a racist and sexist asshole.
She herself, though, you look like an idiot when you are okay with that. Because you know that's the reason. They've said it to you.
Because they said that's the only qualification. Yeah, that is her only qualification.
I mean,
it kind of comes down to it. When I used to manage Jiffy Lube in New Braunfels. There's only one Jiffy Lube in New Braunfels, Texas. So you know exactly which one I'm talking about. Look it up on the internet. When I was working there at Jiffy Lube, my supervisor, and I was the actual manager, general manager, my supervisor, area supervisor, told me that I had to hire a black guy in order to work there, or a black female. I had to hire someone who was black in order to work there. We had already a black guy. He was working downstairs. He was probably one of my best employees, but I had to hire another black person in order to work there because I had to hit the quota. I refused to do it. I told him I absolutely refused to hire someone simply because they're black. Not that I refuse to hire a black person, but simply because they're black. If I find someone who I feel will show up to work, has reliable transportation, speaks halfway decent English, not y'all, man, that kind of crap, you know, and I think they're going to be on time. I think they're going to follow to the schedule. I'm going to hire that person. I'm not going to hire someone just simply because they meet the quota.
But see, doesn't all of this go right in the face of this one individual who gave a very important speech sometime in our past, in our distant past, about I dream of a time whenever a person is judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. Yeah. And then whenever they are picking these people for that reason only, and the reproductive organs, throw that in there.
Yeah,
that's like throwing the middle finger at that.
I would definitely be ashamed.
That entire movement has been denigrated by this.
If they told me tomorrow, I'm going to hire you for this position, whatever it is, let's make up a position. Let's say United Airlines calls me and says, we want you to be head of the airline. We're going to pay you $350,000 a year. We're hiring you simply because you're a white male with gray hair. Well, I really like a $350,000, but I'm going to have to say no. That's pretty fucked up. So you're going to pass up someone who's got a bachelor's degree or someone who's got a doctorate or someone's got a master's degree, someone who's been doing this, someone has a lot of experience in doing this. You're going to pass them up to hire me because I fit your demographic.
Or somebody that can actually explain to you the basic definitions of what you're supposed to be doing.
A woman.
Like, what is a woman?
I want to tell you a story about when I was a police officer. Mm-hmm. And this happened some number of years ago. Mm-hmm. But it was the first time that I ever realized how employers, I guess, are motivated to fill those quotas. Mm-hmm. And so I had been an officer for a few years. I want to say maybe five. Mm-hmm. And I was working here in Bexar County at the time. And I applied for a position out in Bastrop. And so I was hired as a city police officer in Bastrop County. And, you know, they have the EEO sheet, right? And back then, I'm sure you remember this. Back then, you had like a stack like that of information you had to fill out, right? You had to give them bank accounts and how much money you had in your savings and who you've ever been married to in your whole life. And do you have a divorce decree? And do you have any of the – I mean, they – basically put the plastic glove on and went for it, right?
All the way up to the
elbow. Yeah. And then they would call your They I remember they called. I didn't drink, right? I didn't. It wasn't a thing for me. And they actually called my reference and said, "Yeah, you guys party, you drink with her. What do you?" And he's like, "She doesn't drink. Like, she doesn't drink." And so, you know, they did that stuff back then. And so I went through all of these hoops, and I got hired, and they had me filling out paperwork, and they brought me the EEO paperwork, and it says I choose not to answer on there, right? Mm-hmm. It asks you what's your ethnicity, what is your race, what are these different things. And at the bottom it says, you know, I declined to answer. Mm-hmm. And so I had checked that box that I declined to answer. Mm-hmm. And I finished the rest of the paperwork because they had the person who was the head of the dispatch section doing this paperwork with me, right? So there wasn't an officer there or anything. So I gave it back to her, didn't think anything of it. And I had already been told that, you know, I was being hired. They just wanted me to, you know, fill out all this. And I'd already been sworn in and everything. And so a couple of days, I wasn't due to start until a certain day. And a couple of days goes by and I get a phone call from this dispatcher. And she's like, well, I'm going to need you to come in because you didn't finish filling out the paperwork. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I filled everything out and I gave it to you. No, well, there were some things that, you know, we just wanted, like, she didn't want to tell me over the phone what it was. And I was like, I know I filled everything out. Like, there was nothing left there. I went page by page by page. I gave it to her. And, excuse me. So I go in and it's the EEOC sheet. And I said, well, I declined to answer that. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, I know, but the chief wants me to tell you that you need to fill it out. And I said, but I declined to answer that. And she said, well, I know, but, you know, the chief needs you to fill it out.
Why give me the option then?
And that's what I said to her. And this is a Filipino lady. Yeah. She's actually Filipino. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, why did you ask me? Or why did you give me that option to say I didn't want to fill it out? And she goes, well, that's on the paper, but, you know, the chief wants you to fill it out. So I had to put on there that I was a Hispanic, you know, and I'm female, mm-hmm. and give it back to them, mm-hmm. you know, and Hispanic, black, mixed race, whatever. And I had to give it back to them. And they were doing it because they were filling a quota with me.
Yeah.
They needed a woman because they were largely a male organization. Mm-hmm. There was one other woman, and she was only part-time. And they needed a female minority, mm-hmm. whatever that minority status mm-hmm. is. And so I was all happy because it was the first time that I was working in a bigger city, and I was a city officer, I was a patrol officer, and I had been a sergeant here, and then I was put on, and I was an FTO, and so I thought I was making progress. I mm-hmm. thought, damn, I'm busting that glass ceiling as a minority female, right? No, I felt like shit.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I felt like you just hired me. You're forcing me to sign this mm-hmm. after I told you I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to be hired on the basis of my race mm-hmm. or my gender. And I find now that that's exactly what you did, and you want me to do this because you're receiving federal grants for bulletproof vests, mm-hmm. okay, and an agency or a community, a county that has under 100,000 people can receive, like, big time federal grants for its law enforcement. So they were receiving a federal grant for vests, wow. yeah. and a federal grant for gear, and a federal grant for weapons, and they were getting this. But part of that federal grant money has to be that you have a certain amount of minority mm-hmm. and women.
Yeah.
Well, I check off two boxes. I'm a minority and a woman. So, I mean, I'm the gold ringer.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm the ringer. And so, so I felt like I was a sergeant. Mm-hmm. I made sergeant in 4.5 months. That's how quickly I moved through the rank there. And now you're telling me that, and here I thought I was going up, not down. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying, that you did it because of this.
You're
so
nothing
for
but, yeah,
this is exactly what's happening to that Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
How can you be okay with that? They're calling you mediocre. They're calling you nothing.
I think she's okay with it because it's a lifetime appointment, and she knows she's going to have a really good retirement, and she doesn't give a shit. She has low self-esteem, and she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's as much low self-esteem. I think it's more of she's politically astute.
Yeah.
She's not going there to be a Supreme Court justice. She's going there to be a politician.
She's going there to be
a social justice
to be
warrior.
A social justice warrior, to be a politician.
To do what the left tells her to do.
Yes. Yeah. So she's going to go there, and she's going to legislate from the bench, which, according to the three branches of government.
Shouldn't happen.
Let's ask Ocasio-Cortez what those are.
She doesn't know any.
But she's like, there's three branches?
Yeah.
I thought there was only one.
There's the president. Anyway.
There's the president, and there's, I don't know, but there's the president.
that's a totally different story.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry,
I was working for Paragon, right? I was, I'd been working there for about 7.5 years, and there's a whole bunch of shit behind it. Pissed me off working for Paragon. They became Time Warner, and then they become Spectrum. Okay, same company. They just kept getting bought out, right? So I was working for Paragon, and I trained so many people. And part of working there, you have to be able to gaff poles. That means put the little spikes on your legs and climb up the poles, like you'd see in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of your job. If you can't do it, you can't be an installer, period, end of story, okay? Another part of your job is you have to be able to be strong enough to be able to carry a 28-foot extension ladder. You have to carry the ladder. You have to be able to put it up, and you have to be brave enough to go up that damn ladder, right? I hate heights. I had to learn how to do this shit. I hate it, right? But that's part of the job. So every time a person who was going to train a new employee, that would be me, a trainer, who took somebody out, we had to evaluate them and give the recommendation, hire them, don't hire them, right? All right. So I took this one girl out, and she was actually bigger than me. She was a Samoan. Right, she was actually bigger than me. She wasn't a. I don't think she was a dyke. I don't be mean, but I don't think she was a dyke or anything. But she was actually a little bit bigger than me. And I'm 6'1", right? So I take her out, and she didn't have the upper body strength to lift the 28-foot extension ladder. She refused to gaff the poles. So just that right there alone, she is not qualified.
Yeah.
She's disqualified. End of story. So. She pretty much refused to do much of anything. Going into a hot attic, doing work up there, she pretty much refused to do all of it unless it was down in the air conditioning of the house. So when we get done, I come back. I your little check marks on, did she do this? Did she do that? I pretty much know on everything. At the bottom, I said, I do not recommend you hire her for an installer position. So what happens the very next day, she's the new supervisor. She's my supervisor.
Ooh.
And, man, it was simply because she hit the boxes. She's a female. She was a minority because she was a Samoan. And boom, now you're a supervisor. Getting paid more than me, who couldn't even do my job. So I was pretty damn pissed. So obviously I got away from Time Warner or Paragon this time. Mm-hmm. I applied elsewhere. I'm like, I'm done with this shit. I worked there for the next, I think 3 weeks, put in my 2 weeks notice, and I was out of there. But yeah, it really pissed me off. There was probably other people ahead of me, in my group, and I think there was probably two or three people ahead of me who should have become supervisor, but I was infinitely more qualified to be the supervisor because as a supervisor, you tell the people coming in, this is how you do it. Oh, I've never done it before. Okay, well, I'll go out there and I'll show you, or I'll have someone that I know who can show you how to do it, but this is how you you do the cable, this is how you splice, because we were doing Cat 3, which is telephone line. We were doing Cat 6, which was, Ethernet line. We were doing all that. We were putting stuff in computers. the cards, the NIC cards, we were putting them in computers and stuff like that. She didn't want to do any of it. She refused to do it, and she became my supervisor.
Wow.
So, boy, I was pissed simply because she was a female. Wow. I was not happy about it.
But if you think about it, why did that subway shooting even happen? It's the identity crap. It's the very stuff that we're talking about, how everybody is, everything's about the identity of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's about that. You have these people being told that, they're being oppressed because, and these people being told that they're the oppressor, okay? It's identity. Whenever everything evolves around identity, nothing good can happen. And I think that's what
Well, that's that, definitely what we've gone to as a world, as a society.
Yes.
It's all about, you're right, it's all about identity.
Well, see, I use that word a lot, the world, but do we even know it's a world or it's just an American thing?
Well, actually,
it's
the woke world, because they're doing that over in Europe,
are
in
they?
England.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it over there, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's been widely known that overseas is woke, and they've always been more woke than we are here in the U.S.
Wow.
And they definitely consider this way. You know, the Brits look down on us like we're ignorant shits,
care
right?
About them.
But
we kicked their ass, told them to go home. Goodbye, Cornwall.
They just have sour grapes. That's all it is. But it's commonly, you know, understood that they are very woke overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, you know, we are stupid Americans and, you know, we just aren't woke as a society. Mm-hmm. And but it's getting to that. I think I said to him today, and it was after seeing and hearing a bunch of stupidity that I saw on TV today. And I said, you know, I'm glad I'm not going to live forever.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared based on what I see going on in the world
becoming,
and what we're allowing to happen. And people are so stupid that you refuse to see. You know, and I think I always have the saying, and I always say, there are none so blind as those who will not see.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm scared of what I see. I'm just scared of it. And I'm just glad that I'm not going to live forever, because they have destroyed. I'm watching the destruction of American society, and I just don't know how we're going to recover with shitbags like this Katanji or whatever, you know,
the idiot of the United States.
I don't know how we're going to recover from this. Mm-hmm. And just this whole woke thing, and now, you know, fart, whatever it is that you identify as.
Mm-hmm.
I just only see like everything going downhill, and it saddens me because, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The way things are going is horrible. My wife and I stopped watching it because it's too, and I'm not homophobic, okay, but it's a little bit too gay for me, okay. It was a show called Queer Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched Queer Eye?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have.
I actually kind of like the show, but they're a little bit too queen for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit too flamboyant for me, so. I'm watching a show with her, and one of them is a what do you call it? He's a pansexual, which means he doesn't identify as a guy, and he doesn't identify as a girl. He identifies as an in between. That's fine. You as an individual can do whatever the hell you want. You can chop off your organs. You can add organs. You can call yourself whatever the hell you want. I don't care. Live your life the way you want to live your life. But what he said at one point in one of the episodes, he said, I think as a society, everybody should be a pansexual. We should no longer have male or female. Everybody should be a neutral. And I'm done watching this shit. I'm tired of this shit.
That's kind of what I heard something on talk radio. I forget where it was. But something about, you know, that since the people determining the sex of the child,
mm-hmm.
since they're not biologists.
Yeah.
That they're guessing, and I think this was one of the alphabetical,
one of their networks.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about
it's
the book.
At birth.
No, the book in school. This is what you're talking about. The book that they were reading the small children in school by the male who is a transgender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you seen this in the news?
No.
Okay. So what he's referring to is there was a teacher, and I forget where it was.
I don't think it was here.
Okay. This teacher was a transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I think he went from male to or from female to male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they had this group of like. I think they were like 4 and 5 year olds. They were little. They were like, you know, mm-hmm. kindergarten or something. And he was reading the district, and the principal at this school allowed him to read this book to the kids.
Something that he wrote,
like a little
Jim.
Yeah, like a thing that he
Shit.
Wrote about being transgender
mm-hmm.
to these children. And what he said in there was, when babies are born, you know, doctors try to guess whether they're boys or girls.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that guess is not always right. And so later on, we learned that when we were born, the doctor guessed that we were a girl, but we weren't a girl. And so I was, you know, really a boy. And so trying to explain this guy's transgenderness to kindergartners. And the district backed this up and said that this was okay for him to do. And
no, it's not
so
okay, yeah.
It was brought up, like Talk Radio was bringing it up, because what they were saying was, and I think I even saw a thing the other day on Facebook about it, and it said, we don't care whether you are a homosexual or a heterosexual. Stop sexualizing, you know, learning for our children. Mm-hmm. This is not a homosexual fight. This is not a heterosexual fight. Just stop sexualizing what you're teaching our kids. That's where that came from.
I think what they were getting at was elementary and kindergarten kids should not be taught anything about sex. I mean,
at
really,
all, period.
Because honestly, they don't give a shit. Because what they're looking at is, you know what, I like that toy, or I like that shirt.
I want to see if I can get that chalk so I can write on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I want that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't care about, gee, my, you know, they have two mommies. You know, they don't care about that. They don't understand that. It does not matter. They're teaching them that crap instead of, well, you know, how to, I don't know, the ABCs, mm-hmm. instead of reading, instead of writing. And I heard somewhere on one of the talk radio, I listen to a lot of talk radio, where somebody sent their kid to, I think it was a school, I think maybe it was Australia or somewhere. It was somewhere, it wasn't here. It's South Africa. I think it was South Africa. And that the kid was actually, like, in the third grade here, but they had to start them all over almost in, like, kindergarten there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I think it was the lady who's running for Congress or the Senate in, I think, Tennessee, is an actual African-American immigrant. Mm-hmm. In other words, she was actually an African who immigrated to America.
Okay.
And, it was her story that I was listening to.
So
it was really kind of neat where she wasn't getting the education here, mm-hmm. you know. So her dad actually pulled her out and took her back home. Mm-hmm. So that she could finish her education there. Then at 18, she came back here, and she figured, you know, she would become a Marine. So she became a Marine, and now she's, I think she's running for
the
Senate.
But it wasn't a sexualization.
No,
it
wasn't
just
sexual. It was
the educational standard.
It was the education.
Isn't the same.
Yeah. It's the education, period.
Yeah.
It's the education. And she was talking about the sexualization as well, because kids don't need that. They need to be taught. They need to be taught these things.
You're just there to learn your basics, learn your reading.
Do you remember? And maybe I'm just, it's just me, but do you ever remember seeing something? You know how they have like different kinds of things that everybody recognizes, like the Serenity Prayer, right? Mm-hmm. Give me the courage to change the things I can and accept what I can. Okay, so there's this thing that says everything I need to know in life I learned in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that?
I've heard that. Yeah.
Okay, and so the things that are on there are: be kind to others,
mm-hmm.
be a good person,
yes,
mm-hmm. help your mom and dad. You know, mm-hmm. they're things that create good citizenship, which we have completely lost in the United States, right? Remember, we used to have citizenship. You wanted to be a good citizen. Mm-hmm. And that was pushing kids to be a good human, to be
rather than
have Mr. whatever this person's name was saying, well, the doctors made a mistake and they try to guess whether I'm a boy, but I'm, you know, instead of doing that, why don't we just teach the kids, be kind to everybody.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight, proudly unpoisoned. God bless America and God bless Texas.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.